Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is Terry Falsani, and I live in Duluth. I'm going to read three poems for you today. Here's the first. Mist in May. My father's death, a daughter's dying marriage, my mother's free fall into dementia lingered deep in the lake of dreams, covered this morning with an afghan of woolen mist, knitting cooler air to water. I could drown here or smother, save for a loon's needling cry and the sun's slow unraveling, each gray droplet disappearing like a dropped stitch, until a vision of my son's unborn child appears, buoyant in the greening reeds, rocking gently like the lure of summer, as real and constant as the nascent leaves embroider promised patterns on the shore. The sifter. The sifter was a simple cylinder made of tin, a handle on one side, a crank opposite, which turned a paddle wheel within above a concave screen. From my stool, I watched my grandmother sift flour and sugar into a crockery bowl. One day, at last tall enough, coordinated enough, really, I held the sifter in one hand, turned the crank with the other, and became the official family sifter. It is a role I still play, a skill I have refined, nearly 6 decades later, though I've never been fond of baking. These days, I sift through houses, opening long shut windows to let in air, dust billowing to ghostly clouds. Closets, cupboards, stale secrets hidden in dresser drawers, exposed, emptied, judged, divvied up, carried out forever. After the tears dry to stains of salt, ashes fine as flour settle to earth, I sift back together the bittersweet remains, to be kneaded by time, leavened in memory's fire. Why I speed. Hands on the wheel, I press my foot to the floor, feeling the rush forward, watching the needle creep toward 80. As soon as it gets there, my foot flexes, easing up from this threshold of danger. Down to 74, or sometimes, if hills loom or curves lurk, lower. I do not want to wake the trooper dozing around the bend. Still, I'm high on insurrection here, breezing along a few miles per hour over the limit, my goody two-shoes life abandoned, except for the last shouldn't toppling over and over in the dryer I left on, and not by mistake. I shouldn't speed. I shouldn't flirt with electrical fire. Say the F-word. The freeway straightens. I press my foot to the floor, click the cruise to 76.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.